Welcome to the Halloween Haunt, where you learn about horrible happenings, hideous Halloween history and traditions, and listen to appalling poems and unspeakable stories. And now, my gruesome guest, here is the loathsome lover of all things awful, the Halloween Haunter!
Emily Dickinson was a very shy, introverted, and even reclusive, but prolific poet, who lived mostly in Amherst, Massachusetts during the middle of the 19th century. She was traumatized by death, and her poetry often delved into the afterlife. This is Because I Could Not Stop for Death, by Emily Dickinson. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children strove at recess in the ring. We passed the fields of gazing grain. We passed the setting sun. Or rather, he passed us. The dews drew quivering and chill, for only gossamer, my gown, my tippet, only tulle. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice in the ground. Since then, 'tis centuries, and yet feels shorter than the day I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity. I like a good story about death, don't you? Hear more haunting poetry and stories at thehalloweenhaunt.com.